Let's get this bitch started. I said, we got this.
Flow stupid, yet the rhyme's so brilliant. Never could you bring the kid down, I'm too resilient. And fuck them biting ass niggas who be stealing. Y'all niggas copy my style like a chameleon. I'm a Brazilian, that's one in a million. Too high for ceilings, it's how I am feeling. What the blood clot? How did all these thug rocks have me looking dumb hot with my eyes all bloodshot? Now that's a mugshot in the making. No need for others when you're waking, baking.
420 last weekend. My friend, she works at a dispensary, so she, her dispensary had a booth at the 420 festival in DC.
Oh, yeah.
So, duh, she just brought back a bunch of, like, vicious little, different, like, little fucking joints.
That's
like,
crazy. Yeah. One of my friends actually was working at, or two of my friends were working at that joint. Oh, that's dope.
Little, let me get one.
How many you got of those?
Say again?
How many of those you get?
I just got one. Oh, okay. Well, I got one of these and then another one.
Oh, okay.
Which is somewhere around here.
I think one of my boys was doing food. He was, like, grilling food or some shit like that at one of the
stores. Oh, yeah, that's... That's
well,
not bad, too.
Maybe they might have been the Cambodian kebabs or something like that. And then the other one was selling gummies at some station, and he sold like 5,000 gummies. And he sold them for like a buck each. So he's still making like for fat money, you know what I'm saying?
Duh, that's the move right there. Because, you know, people, they just want to look for the deal, duh.
Exactly.
And if you got the deal, then you're going to have to sell.
Exactly. Now, with that intro ahead of us, yo, welcome back to another episode of the Hip Hop Head Podcast. HQ up in this bitch.
Yes, sir. We back, as you guys can tell, with another episode. This time, reporting live from Schmack City, as we sometimes report from.
Yes.
But nonetheless, man, we are here with an album review, finally, that we've been talking about for a few weeks now.
Yeah, I think we lying about it, but no, we not.
No, we was for real about it. We just, you know, and the funny thing is, I can't even say, it was a long album because it really wasn't.
It really wasn't.
It's actually one of the shorter albums. And honestly, easier to listen albums that I've listened in a long time just because of how smooth everything was on this joint. But that, of course, we are talking about Kali Uchi's Virginia's Finest. Let's just throw it out there. I think she would probably also say Kali Colombia's Finest. Yeah. But also, Virginia, North Virginia's finest, DMV's finest, Kali Uchi's, her latest album, Orquídeas. It's Orquídeas. A shame that I'm Spanish. I don't know how to pronounce that.
See, and I was going to look to you for that, for some help, but you know what? Never mind. I'll just fail on my own.
I'm pretty sure it's Orquídeas.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's Orquídeas. But again, her latest work that she's put out came out this year. I want to say a couple, in January. So definitely still hot off the press in a lot of ways. And of course, you know, my co-host was like, let's review this joint.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've both been fans of Kali Uchi's and her work and her voice and everything. So, you know, yeah, let's review it. So here we are with another episode. Hope y'all fucking with it.
Yes, sir.
If y'all have already heard this joint, let us know what y'all think of this joint. But without further ado, let's dive right on in.
All right. Now, this album is like, actually, I feel like it's sectioned off for the most part.
Yeah.
It's like you get the first part, which is like the electro pop feel good shit. And then you get the second part, which is like, well, it's actually split up. So it's like the first electro pop shit. And then you get Temata with this incredible, incredible, just old school sounding song. Like my man said earlier, before we did the podcast, it sounded like La India singing it because it's just so soulful and just wild. Right. And the story behind it, the story is crazy. Like when I listened to it a couple of times and it actually settled in my head, all of the words settled in my head, I was like, yo, this story is wild. Because, yo, the first line of the damn song is, I'm the devil of your history. Yo, like, what the fuck? Okay, you know the song about to be hot when it starts like that.
Yeah. Well, technically, the correct translation, because, you know, like, a lot of times when you translate from English to Spanish or any language, it's not a direct translation. So, for her, is I'm the devil in your story is pretty much
there
what.
You go.
But regardless, it's essentially the same thing. And I agree. It's one of them songs where she's kind of like accepting her bad guy role.
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes in life, you know, you take the higher route. But other times in life, you accept your role as the bad guy in somebody else's story.
Yep.
And you do a great job at it, you know.
Now, to cap it off, she to her bad guy stuff, if you see the video for this joint, she literally is looking sad at first. Every other frame is her just looking more and more angry. Like, she blew up the car. The next shot is her looking gangster and pissed as fuck at the table. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, mm-hmm. this girl is not somebody you want to mess with. This song lets you know.
And that, and that's definitely the tone of the song, because she kind of starts off, you know, just kind of like how everybody does with a breakup or when somebody breaks your heart, is at first you're sad, and then time goes on and that sadness turns into mad. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you're good. So that's kind of like the story, if you will, of this joint, where she kind of talks about how she, you know, this person had her, you know, all kinds of fucked up because of how shit went. But now she's getting her revenge by living her life, yep. by finding somebody who's going to love her. And, you know, just the typical, like, I'm over you and you're fucked up about it song. But I think it was executed perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
So because it definitely.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
My bad. It definitely took, like you said, that old school Spanish romántica yeah. Song. Like you said, La India, I think, is a perfect example of that, because it really had that vibe. That old... and again, that's one thing that I think that she does very well in this album, is do that mixture of Spanish and English
yeah.
to the point where it's not forced. Because let me just say this, take a quick left turn right here real quick. I hate when reggaetoneros, right? Uh-huh. Reggaetoneros being reggaeton artists specifically do this, where they'll mix in some terrible English into their Spanish tracks. And my whole thing is,
isn't
it sounds
a Bad Bunny thing?
Oh, yes. Bad Bunny's guilty of it. Honestly, all of them are. Not just him, but all, like literally everybody. And very few of them actually... it sounds natural. Like, I feel like you shouldn't do that unless, I don't know. And again, this might just be a me thing, but regardless, Kali Uchis does it here. And I just think it flows so perfectly. Like, it doesn't seem forced. I feel like when certain artists do it, it seems forced.
Yeah.
And it almost seems like, damn, bro, like you really could have done without that. But I feel like in this case, particularly me, who's a bilingual person, I really enjoyed it, and even somebody like you who isn't, well, you, I'm sure you understand, you know, certain parts of it.
I understand most of the song, yeah. Like,
but regardless, though, it's like even like a couple moments ago.
As long as you like good music and you can feel the energy of the music and you can feel the passion behind the words in the music, you're gonna like it. Like, I like music from all over the world, and there's music in languages I have no idea how to speak at all.
For sure.
I can't even really pronounce shit in the language, but you can hear the emotion behind the music, and that's what really makes it special.
My nigga, I'll do that shit with like a lot of Afrobeat songs. Like, you know, like certain Afrobeat songs, there'll be like a mixture of, you know, the language that they speak and a more like American English or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes they're straight up like there's no, and honestly, it might not even be English. It might be like a French dialect or something like that.
Yeah, it might be like a kind of, well, a lot with Afrobeats, it's like, I don't know if it's like if it's like Creole languages or if it's just like more of a native
that's
language,
what, yeah.
you know, because you know there's many different dialects and languages right. all throughout many countries in Africa.
For
so.
Sure. For sure. But, you know, and to add to, you know, your point, I don't know what they're saying, but yeah. like you said, I feel the vibe that they're transmitting and yeah. that they're giving off. And I feel like you said, you know, if you're a fan of music, if you really are a fan of music and it isn't just a pastime like it is for some people, yeah. Then I think you'll appreciate that regardless of the language.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, and yeah, I think she did a perfect example of that here.
And this, the Temata is probably my absolute favorite song on the thing, so that's why I stopped and gave this a little breakdown. We stopped and gave a little breakdown real fast. So after Temata, you move into her kind of spacey vibe, which is kind of like her Tyler the Creator type vibe, sound type thing, right? Where it's like kind of weird, like weird offsetting beats, but like they're actually all really good. Then you move into the ratchet reggaeton vibe for like the next 3 to 4 yeah. songs, and then you get one song in between the ratchet vibe, which I think is No Aire Parte Tu, Parte Dos.
No, that's a reggaeton song too.
Oh, is it? It doesn't yeah. sound very reggaeton though. It sounds more like a spacey vibe. But I know it. I guess it does. It just has the slowed down reggaeton drums. Really, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So I guess
sure.
that is the part of the ratchet joint, and then the ratchet joint just really leads like right into like the last part of the album, which is What's it? Heladito? Heladito?
Yeah.
Heladito. That's kind of a spacey vibe joint. But then you got Dame Beso and Muévete at the end, which is just like the hardcore merengue joints. Like they just out here and it's a fucking dance party. And as soon as I knew, as soon as she said the word Muévete, I knew what it was. Because that's one of my favorite songs is called Muévete by DLG.
There you go.
So I knew exactly what the vibe was as soon as that joint
Listen,
came out.
If you name your song anything talking about some move around, let's get up go. And yeah. move, let's, like your shit better be cranking, bro.
Yes.
So the great thing about this joint, right, and again, as a fellow merengue lover enthusiast,
yes,
dare I
sir,
call myself.
Both of us.
You know what I mean? Like, I really appreciated the fact that she went from like a more slower merengue, kind of like something that, like, you know, our parents might listen to. This kind of sounded like a...
Your parents would get up and dance to this one at your wedding. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
The other one this might be like a little too ignorant. You know what I'm
But the great part about it is, right, is that she makes a change halfway through the song, yep. which I believe is the Muévete part,
yep.
where she speeds it up and plays like a more, what they call, I believe, now all my Dominicans out there, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think this is more of like a merengue típico, which is like a certain like branch of merengue.
Okay.
Which is more based like in DR kind of, even though all merengue technically is, but regardless, well, not all, because there is like...
It's Puerto other Rican Jones, yeah.
Well, no, they don't really do merengue.
Dude, they don't really do that. Oh, shit.
They do salsa.
Sure, they would have done. Oh, nah, yeah, salsa.
They definitely do salsa.
Salsa for sure. Yeah. I'm mixing up my places.
Regardless, though, I thought that this was perfect. I think whoever, because you know, here's the thing that certain artists do, right, is that they'll do the, you know, what they don't normally do, such as maybe make a salsa or merengue or even a reggaeton song, right? But they'll get like some off-brand sounding merengue or like some non. But she went all the way. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, on the credits of these songs, uh-huh. there's like a merengue artist or somebody who played the instrumentation, because it was done really well.
Okay,
I just want to say that, because a lot of times, I guess what I'm trying to say is it'll be like a whitewashed version of something.
Ugh.
You know, and that's terrible.
Skin crawl thinking about it.
It's kind of like, you know, they always said with Drake, where like when he would do like a Afrobeat song or like a dance hall, it would be like some whitewash kind of, you know, and you know that has some degree of merit, right? But I feel like certain parts Drake was a little less, like he kind of did give some authenticity. But
Shaggy versus Sean Paul.
You know what I'm saying?
Shaggy voice versus Sean Paul voice.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man. No, but yeah, no, I love that song. I just kind of felt like it was kind of awkwardly placed at the end.
Yeah. Just honestly, I thought it was kind of good because it was completely different, but at the same time it was still energetic. So it was kind of a good way to end the album.
That is true. And you always say that you love a energetic beginning and end to an album.
Yep.
Which I agree. But you know, all around though, I think the vibe of the album was very much so like you said, kind of like a chill, spacey. Just to go back to a couple of songs that I was fucking with.
Yeah.
I like the joint with Pensamientos Intrusivos.
Oh, I like that song too.
And that's one of like the more poppy kind of sounding joints.
Yeah.
And again, she really shows, I feel, her range in being able to make, you know, a super poppy. Kind of like this sounds like something that would be, pardon my ignorance and words here, but on like one of like the white, you know, stations or whatever.
Yeah.
Like granted, a lot of it is in Spanish, but it has like that poppy, ditzy kind of vibe, if you will.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's dope. I thought it was a really dope song.
I want to say my favorite of that section, because I feel like we're gonna go through by section now. Like that part of that section of the pop stuff was Me Ponga Loca. That's the song that really fucking vibes with me. I really like the way that song flows because it's energetic as hell. But again, it's like mad, almost like floating on the breeze because you got that sound in the background. I don't even know how to describe what sound it is, but you know what I'm talking about. Like the little something like that. It just sounds so chill, but energetic at the same time. And it's just, what does Pongo mean? I don't know. Like, I didn't look it up. I didn't bother looking up.
Pongo is, so she's like, what the translation of Me Pongo Loca is, I get crazy. Like,
Okay.
to get.
Okay, okay.
So
that makes crazy. No, I mean, it makes crazy. That makes sense. It does make crazy.
Yeah.
But no, like it's a really good fucking song. It's the, I think, the second song on the joint. And
yep.
Honestly, I would have put it as the first song. But I mean, Como Así is pretty good too.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, like you said, both definitely number two was good, Pongo Loca, but Como Así, I thought it was also dope. And again, it kind of has the vibe of the majority of the album, which is like a spacey, I might be using the wrong word here, but, you know, sometimes you got to use words you're not really sure what they mean and hope that they mean what you think they mean.
Or make them mean what you mean.
Exactly. And just say it with enough conviction. But anyways, it has like a very esoteric vibe, you know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, big words.
You know what I mean? Hold on, let's go. In the middle of the joint, let's look up, okay, here we go. Esoteric, intended for or likely to be understood by only a small number of people who with a specialized knowledge or interest. Hey, I think I might have used it correctly. I don't know about you.
I think you did too. I think you did. That SAT word, boy, you learned something in school, didn't you? You learned something in school, didn't you?
they wasn't just wasting money on me.
Hell nah. Go ahead.
I put my face in them books, boy.
There you go.
Hell yeah. Nah, but yes, very much so. Esoteric vibes.
Yes.
AKA very spacey, very, you know, out there, you know, not so much. Like, but see, that's the perfect balance between pop and kind of like out there vibes that I feel like this one has. So that's that. I think that alone, the creativeness of it, just, you know, Cali Uchi's having the voice that she has.
And the ability to manipulate it the way that she does, because she's got her voice every which direction on this
really
album.
Does,
it's ridiculous. Like, Igual que un Angel. With Peso Pluma, that's a really good fucking song too.
Oh, for
and she
sure.
does some awesome shit with her voice in that song. I think they work well together too. Like, they sound great together on the record.
Oh, they sounded great. And what's crazy is, right, is that Peso Pluma. Are you familiar with Peso Pluma?
I know the name, but I'm not familiar.
Okay, so all he does essentially is Mexican corridos, which are pretty much kind of like. It's kind of taken on like a life of its own right now, where like Mexican corridos are very popular, but it's like it's like your typical banda sounding music essentially.
Okay. Okay.
And he's blown up some crazy, and this is the first time I heard him on anything that wasn't
a
corrido song.
Oh shit! Yeah. Okay.
So, now again, I'm pretty sure he has been like, I think he's on a song like a reggaeton song.
Yeah.
With Karol G, I want to say.
But I probably just because his brand of music is so specific, you're only used to hearing him on it.
Exactly. So to hear him on here, on a very pop sounding song.
Yeah.
I thought it was dope. I thought, you know, and again, I'm sure he does it in a way to expand his audience, because. You know, if you're not a fan of the corridos or whatever, because it is very, I think, specific to, you know, if you like that sound or not.
Yeah.
But if you're not a big fan of that, and, you know, and you hear Peso Pluma on this, then you might be like, oh, damn, let me tune into his music. So I thought it was great. I thought they both, like you said, complimented each other well. And it was a dope song for sure.
Hell yeah. Oh, wait a minute. She got a tour? Wait a minute.
Cali?
Yeah, I was trying to look up the sales for the album. This is her first number one album.
Oh, it went number one?
Uh-huh. Oh, that's what... See, you can't trust Billboard no more, because you can't even look at Billboard without signing up for it anymore.
Oh, man.
She debuts at the top on the Latin charts.
Okay, yeah. No, I mean, just because, right, I feel like Cali, right, she's big. But I feel like she's like a step away from being like a almost like a pop star in a lot of ways.
Oh yeah, and I mean, she's done it she has the ability to do it in English and in Spanish and in both. So you know what I'm saying? Like, she's gonna like blow the fuck up, because I mean, shit, if you can get all of these Spanish artists that are popular in the United States with non-Spanish speaking people. Mm-hmm. Or like the Korean pop stars that come over here with no one speaking Korean, you know, but they enjoy the fuck out of it. Like, she's going to be huge. And it's just a matter of time, honestly.
Bro, on the Billboard 200, she was number two. She peaked at number two.
What a beast.
So it definitely, you know, and you love it when an artist that really is talented, that really has a lot of skill, that on top of being gorgeous, you know what I mean? You know, she's, damn.
I don't know what the fuck that was. All I did was move my hand.
Yeah. You know, she's really talented. You know, yeah. That's one thing about her is that her creativeness, her talent, her ability to, like you said, manipulate her voice. I think it's seen all throughout this joint. I think she does a very good job at it. And yeah, man, I think she made a perfect album for this time of year. You know, there's a lot of good songs on here. Just to talk a little bit, once again, the song Perdiste, which is kind of like that, like spacey kind of song in a lot of ways. But yeah, it's just a dope album all around that I feel like hits very good in every sense. The song Muñequita has some dembow in it,
yes,
with El Alfa. And
JT
of course,
of the City Girls. You can't get ratchet without City Girl. Hashtag, or what do you say? Quotes to Chris. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't. Absolutely. Quote me on that. You got to have at least one City Girl on there, spewing a little bit of ignorance on there, and it brings it to light. It adds some flavor, some character to it.
It's like back in the day, you put Mrs. Dash on the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Get a little flavor. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know what I mean? So, and of course, you know, after she was doing that, like you said, she had Karol G with the reggaeton. She had Rauw Alejandro, two just massive reggaetoneros right now. So,
first of all, I think that, and I will say it, I'm sorry. I think that, was it Labios Mordidos?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the weakest of the songs, in my opinion, of the reggaeton Jones. It's a good song. I just think it's the weakest of these four that are on the album.
No, I feel it.
I really do fuck with the joint with Rauw Angelo, though. That Alejandro, though. That joint is fire.
Yeah, no. Rauw Alejandro is a beast. Like, he also has, like, a very unique sound as well, which I think, it isn't really hip-hop adjacent too much, but I think you should probably listen to it. Mm-hmm. It's dope. It's dope. I think he's one of the better reggaetoneros out right now from, like, the new-ish.
You know what I just remembered? Remember when we were talking about that Juice WRLD's family sold his rights to his music to that company, and it was a record label, but they only had two artists. Remember,
and I was talking about
Rauw was one of them.
Oh shit!
So now if he's climbing up the charts, they really bank it. I wish I could remember, because the first one I'm pretty sure was already an established reggaeton artist. I just don't remember off the top of my head who it was. But his name, I'll never forget his name, because he was one of those two artists, and I had never heard his name, and I was like, that's a weird name.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. It's different. It's definitely out there. But yeah, man, this is a dope album. I really think that, you know, she's an artist's artist, if that makes any sense. I think that you could tell that she cares about creativeness. She cares, like, she, because there's a difference, you know. There's people who make music because they're talented and they can make music,
yep,
but there's people who love to make music,
yes,
and you know, they might not be as talented, but the passion shines through on it,
yep.
And to be honest, I think this album shows both.
I think that, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I think that also those people that love music like that, I think those are the people who generally wait and take their time to produce their works of arts, simply because maybe, like you said, maybe they're not as talented to put it out like that really, really fast. That's why they have to take that time to basically make it perfect.
For sure. No, I agree. And again, there's two types of people. And I think, like I said, if you're somebody who appreciates that kind of shit, then you'll definitely appreciate this album.
Yes.
Should we just jump into the scores?
Yeah, let's go. What do you want to give it out of 10, bro?
All right. For me, man, again, just a great album all around. I think it's a very easy listen. You know, a lot of times me and my co-host, we talk about how hard it is to get through a review, because it's not, and we've probably mentioned this endless times on here, but it's not just listening to the album and, you know, okay, we could talk about the album now.
Yeah.
It's like listening to it enough in a critique manner to be able to say something different than you did about the last song,
yep,
and get an understanding of what the song is even about, for
exactly
one.
Exactly. Because a lot of the times it takes, shit, 3, 4, 5 times listening to a couple songs just to get the gist of the song. I remember one time I thought I understood a song, and then we discussed it on the podcast, and I was like, yo, I ain't even think about it that way.
Yeah.
And it just fucking blew my mind.
I'm telling you, so it really never ends, you know, because, like, there are songs that I've heard years down the line that I'm like, holy shit, that's what that line meant.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? So it really is a lot of energy to sit and critically listening to something. Mm-hmm. But that being said, right, with this album, I feel like it really wasn't that hard at all. I think it's a very, very easy listen. Mm-hmm. I think the songs aren't too long. There's a lot of short songs on here, as a matter of fact.
It's only 44 minutes and 19 seconds.
Yo,
and it's 14 tracks. So, yeah, it's a short album.
Amazing. Amazing. And let me tell you, this is really what I've been saying on almost every fucking album review that we do here. Yo, please, artists, make the songs between 12 and 14 tracks about 40 to 50 minutes long. That's it.
Yep.
We don't want 120-minute albums. We don't.
No.
Them days are over. Our attention spans are way too short to be listening to your long-ass fucking albums. We don't want it. We don't need it. I'm telling you. Like, just stop it. Keep that shit. There was a time where there was songs that artists kept in the tuck that never saw the light of day, but now it looks like everything just gets pushed out.
Yeah, they're like, let's just put everything on the album. We'll give the people what they want. The people don't want that. They don't want 50 tracks on the thing.
No,
Kanye,
no.
Get it through your fucking head.
It pisses me off, but as far as the score, I'm going to go ahead and give it a 9 out of 10. I thought it was really good. There are very few things, like, there's almost nothing on here that I, like, really don't like.
Yeah, like, there's maybe three songs that I would skip if I wasn't in the mood for them, but they're not,
and
like,
that's the only
songs
reason
that are trash. There's no, by far, are they trash? They're not trash at all.
And like you said, there's certain songs you skip because you're not in the mood to listen to that kind of music.
Yep.
And it doesn't mean that it sucks or that it's trash. And I think that that's the only skips on this album. Mm-hmm. It's not because they're not good quality wise. It's just, you know, certain music is like, you don't listen to it all the time. So I feel like that's the only reason. And for that reason, I give it a 9 out of 10. I thought it was really dope. I thought it was a really, really good mixture of Spanish and English. It did us justice, and by us, I mean Latinos. And I still think she did it without sounding corny, without sounding like she was forcing it. Like, it just flowed off. So it felt like, you know, so all my Latinos out there where, like, you're talking in English with your other Spanish friend, Latino friend, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, y'all start talking in Spanish. Like, sometimes that happens, and this is kind of like an example of that, I feel, you know what I mean? So it's just so naturally, effortlessly kind of going back and forth, and yeah, man, just 9 out of 10, I really liked it a lot.
I'm actually going to agree with you. We're giving it twin scores, 9 out of 10. It's an easy listen. It's a short listen. It's like, once you start to vibe out on this joint, and then it's like, as soon as you, like, you know, you're in the middle of the groove, and the next thing you know, the album's over. And it's just like, mm-hmm. what the fuck? What the hell happened? Like, where did the last 40 minutes go? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what it feels like.
It's such a good vibe. Great, beautiful voice by Kylie. The writing is really fucking good. And I'm also, I almost didn't want to say that because, again, I'm not a native Spanish speaker and I'm not fluent in it. But the way that, because for me, the way I look at it, a lot of words in Spanish are hard to say, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let alone mm-hmm. sing them in some kind of vocal clarity, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, what is this song called? And I'm going to fuck it up. Pensamientos intrusivos?
Intrusivos?
Yeah, there you go. That shit is hard to say, nigga. It's hard to say, like, shit. And she's singing it on the fucking track. Are you fucking serious? Like, come on. That's crazy. I mean, I know it's just a language thing, but still, like, there's words that you use in English that you can use other words that are harder to say, but you don't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, and she just chose. And I mean, I don't want to say that that's the hardest word, the way to say it, or if it's not. Again, I'm not a native Spanish speaker, but
right.
for the fact that right there, that title is difficult to say, even when you speak Spanish, because Chris messed up on it earlier.
Yeah, not that song.
Huh?
No, I didn't mess up on that song. I messed up on something else. I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
I thought that was that one. Anyway, I've heard people fuck up that word before because I know that word.
Sure.
Because I think Selena has a song with that title in it, I think.
Not sure, to be honest. Could be.
We in Smack City right now, and the memory mm-hmm. is the memory of the song is there. The artist is just blank right now.
Oh, listen, that's... That's what you kind of have to deal with, you know, motherfuckers that smoke tree, is that we know what we're talking about. We just mix up the faces from time to time.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Like, sometimes you'll meet somebody and you'll be like, yeah, that's my man from up the street, da 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 da. But then you'll call him another name because you forgot his name, but you know who it is.
Exactly. So.
And that's how it be sometimes. So But you know, pardon us tomorrow. You
exactly,
know?
Exactly. But again, 9 out of 10, fantastic performance, great to listen to. This is one of those that's gonna be in the tuck for a while because
for sure.
I feel like damn near every song at one point in time in the last couple of weeks has been stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're all really like that. Yeah. They're all like that. Yeah. I haven't listened to an album, whether it's a pop album, an R&B album, or a hip hop album, in so fucking long, where every track of that bitch can get stuck in your head at any fucking time.
Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like, bro.
So like it's a fucking great album. To me, it's one of those special albums, like right there. So yes, 9 out of 10. So she almost clearing the board completely with us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, and honestly, right, this is great with young artists, you know what I mean? Because it lets you know that the future is in good hands, you know, as far as musically. Like, there's still artists. Like, there are artists out there making, you know, high-quality, attention-to-detail music. And I feel like there's always going to be, you know, a market for that, you know, people who really care about music. And again, this is just one of those albums. And I think that's why it is so great on our scale. And while I'm sure, and not even I'm sure, I'm positive because I looked it up right now, it's got almost all positive reviews.
Oh, yeah. There was something else I looked up that I forgot to bring up. What did it say? This junk had 69 million equivalent views or album units earned in the first week. And then it had another 39,000. And 51 million official on-demand streams.
I'm telling you, honestly, for her not being a super pop star, that's great numbers. That's what, like 90,000?
Yeah.
First week? That's great.
It's so fucking ridiculous. This joint, and you know, fucking congratulations. Your first number one album, and we see why. We fucking see why.
Yeah, it was great, man. And again, love to see it. Let's hope that our further album reviews. We actually haven't had a bad album review in a long time.
We really haven't. We've been bringing y'all some heat. It took a while, but we can bring you some heat.
Yeah, no, for sure. But see, I also feel like usually it would probably come negatively with the newer albums, because usually with classic ones, they're albums that, you know.
That's true.
For the most part, are classic for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But nonetheless, you know, I think we're going to try moving forward. I'm at least speaking for myself. I'm gonna try to pick more joints that like I might not be, you know, a fan of, but just like supposedly are like, you know, new or an up and coming, just so we can kind of divest it up a little bit. Because I've been thinking about it, like we really haven't given.
Well, when it comes to new artists, when the new albums, really, I have to pick people that are, you know, new and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I'm also gonna pick some older albums at some point that may not always be seen as a classic album to some people, but like they're still gonna be like good albums. So like that's kind of one of the things I'm heading for, whether it's like hip hop or R&B.
That's a fact.
All right. Well, any final thoughts on this album? I mean, we've already given our thoughts completely, but is there anything else you'd like to say before we get about here, sir?
No, man, just thank y'all for tuning in, man. Yes, thank y'all for fucking with us again. We're trying to, you know, keep this train moving over here on the Hip Hop Heads podcast. So definitely we hope to do more album reviews soon. Shit, we might do some first listens to some artists, send y'all shit in.
Hey, there you go.
We haven't done it in a few months,
Let's get that. If you are an artist, up and coming artists, hit us up by way of the podcast. I mean, the podcast. The podcast Instagram at H Cubed Podcast. Just DM us there, and I put your submission for whatever music it is. You can from Spotify, from YouTube, whatever it is, and then just let us say like, you know, I agree to let you guys play it. So we're gonna play it on the show. We'll react to it live, and we'll also get you'll be able to have everyone out who listens to us listen to the music.
Yeah, because like I feel like it's been a couple times where, you know, we've reviewed some shit where I'm just like, yo, this is pretty dope. Mm-hmm. Like all bullshit aside, I'm like, yo, this shit is tight and it's different and it's raw too, because, you know, a lot of times with new artists, that's what you get.
Yeah,
there's a lot of rawness, which is great in a lot of times, because it's like, yo, you know, it's before it could get perfected and molded and shit like that. So. Yeah. It's dope. So definitely send that shit in.
Hell yeah, guys. All right. Well, thank y'all again for coming to check us out one more time. We always appreciate it. Hey, yo, y'all, be good. And if you can't be good, at least the best, be the best you can be.
If you can't do that, man, at least make your mama proud, man. And if you can't do that, man, listen, man, to go off what my boy was saying, it's time to lose the weight. It's time to quit your desk job and get a job moving your fat ass around.
That's how you do it, baby.
It's time to be on your feet instead of on your ass all day.
There you go.
That's how you do it. Keep yourself busy, because a lot of times we eating out of boredom, not out of hunger.
Yeah.
That I told my stress eaters out there.
Hey, COVID, we learned, all of us learned that shit.
Oh, we, listen, man, stress eating became a fucking
Olympic common, sport.
It became a common American dilemma. Let's just put it that way,
common,
okay?
American pastime is more like
pastime. Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, man, so definitely, man, it's getting to that time. You know, for example, today in the morning, it was, I don't know, maybe like, you know, 50 something degrees.
Yeah.
A little chilly. You needed a little sweater. But duh, by now it's fucking almost 75 degrees outside. It's hot. So what I'm saying is, the sweaters is coming off, fellas. The t-shirts are staying on. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to keep your t-shirt on when you go in the pool in the summertime, your fat ass better get on that trail.
Get on it.
Get on it, plimp.
Get on it.
That's me.
All right, y'all. We out of here. Love y'all. Take it easy. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. We out. Peace.
Peace.